Hello, everyone, and a massive welcome to the university. My name's Alex, and I'm the current student president of the university's Music Society. I'm here today to tell you a little bit about what we do and hopefully convince a few of you to join us. The arts and culture scene here is fantastic, and getting involved is a great way to take a break from your academic studies. The Music Society has a really rich history. It's been running for decades. A lot of new students assume it was set up by the university's music professors to give their students extra practice, but actually it was a group of local residents who originally started it back in the 1970s as a way to bring the town and the university closer together. We've kept that community spirit alive ever since. We have several different ensembles you can join, but today I really want to extend an open invitation to all undergraduates to join our main choir. People often get intimidated because they think they need to pass a terrifying audition to get in. Let me reassure you, that's not the case. Our only requirement is your attendance at a preliminary rehearsal. This just allows our conductor to hear your voice in a relaxed setting and figure out your vocal range, so we know where to place you. We also sing a really wide variety of material. Last term we focused heavily on classical pieces, which was incredibly rewarding but quite challenging to learn. This semester, though, we are mainly doing folk songs. They are a lot of fun, much easier to pick up, and they sound absolutely brilliant when sung by a large group. Our main goal right now is preparing for our next big performance. We were originally hoping to sing at the university graduation ceremony in the spring, but the venue changed. Instead, we've been booked to perform at the Winter Festival in the city centre. It's going to be a massive outdoor event with hundreds of people watching, so we really need as many voices as possible.
Of course, if singing isn't really your thing, we have instrumental groups too. Our orchestra is always looking for string players. The jazz band is also very popular. They are currently full for saxophone and trumpet players, but they are desperately looking for someone to play the bass guitar. So if you've got experience with that, please do get in touch.
Now, regarding costs, there is a small membership fee of £10 for the academic year. This money is really useful for us. It doesn't just cover the hire of the concert hall for our performances, but it also pays for all your sheet music, which can otherwise be quite expensive for students to buy individually.
We're a very sociable bunch too. It's not just about practicing and performing. We usually organise a big formal dinner at the end of the year, but next month we are arranging a boat trip for all new and existing members. It's a great way to break the ice and get to know people outside of the rehearsal room.
As a member, you also get access to our dedicated practice rooms down in the basement of the arts block. They used to be a bit echoey and you could hear everyone else playing, but over the summer, the university kindly installed new soundproofing, so you can go down there and practice as loudly as you like without disturbing anyone.
Finally, we also invite professionals to come and help us improve our skills. We had a famous composer visit last year to talk about writing music. Next week, however, a professional opera singer is coming to run a workshop on breathing techniques. It's completely free for members and is absolutely vital for any vocalist or wind player.
If you're interested in joining any of our groups, you can always check out our social media pages. However, the best place to find the weekly schedule and the physical sign-up sheets is the notice board in the Student Union building. Just put your name down and we'll see you at the next session. Thanks for listening.